Okay. I remember last year that I wanted to share this Svat Emet, but I looked and I don't think I did. So I'm going to share it because I think it's very interesting. So Chazal famously believe they pick up on the fact that the first two of the Aseret HaDibrot are written Belashon Nocheach, in second person, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. And Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai, you shall not have many gods. And by the third one, it's Lo Tisad Shem Elokecha Lashav. It's not God talking anymore. It's Moshe talking to them. Is you shall not take the name of your God in vain. But it's not God talking, not my name anymore. Right? It's not God speaking in second person. And so Chazal, therefore, come to the position that the first two were said by Hashem and the rest were not. Now, what exactly that means? So first of all, many of the Pashtunim do not accept this, but many of the Mefarshim do, and they try to understand what Chazal are getting at here. With the Rambam and the Mordevuchim in Bet Lamed Gimel notes that Unkelus translates the words Vayidaber here differently. Right, because in general he translates Vayidaber as Umalel. And here he translates it as Yitmalel Imanu Min Kadam Hashem. Right, and he notes right, already highlighting something different. Now, the reason he suggests this is that even though they're hearing at a different level than Moshe. The Ramban, right, has a different understanding. Ribbeis and Ibn Ezra, that maybe they heard all the Aseret HaDibrot, but they only understood the first two. Okay, but Chazal have this idea, and again, it has this support in the Psukim, that they only heard the first two from God. But then Chazal go further, and they say, well, why only the first two? So Chazal dramatize this in the Gemara, and they say that what happened after each of the first two... they died, right? This is the Gemara in Shabbat in Pechet Amud on Rishu ben Levi called Dibra v'Dibra. She yatzah mipikadosh Baruch Hu yatzah nishmatan Shisrael. Shneamar nafshi yatzah v'dabiro. Umeachar shvidibra reishon yatzah nishmatan dibra sheni heich kiblo. So then, how could they get the second? So God had to be mechayim meitim. Horid tal shatid lachiyot be'meitim v'achayeotam. God brought the dew that He was going to use for tchiyat meitim. And brought them back to life. Shneamar geshem mitvatanif Elohim nachlatcha v'nilea tachonanta. And then the Jews said, "El Chazal Aved." That's when they turned to him and said, "Vayomru El Moshe daber ata imanu v'nishma v'yidaber emen Elohim penamud." You speak to us and let us not die. Now, the question is, okay, within this midrash, why? Why do they, like, you've got to wonder what's going on. Like, what exactly is their fear? Right, so, is it that they're not going to be revived again, and this time death will be permanent? Right, like, what are Chazal conceptualizing here? Is it that they're worried that God, is it they just don't enjoy the experience of being killed?
That's always a possibility.
You know, of dying. I don't know. I don't know the towel. I don't know how pleasant it is to be brought back to life, right? Like in a lot of these, you know, these movies of people who are immortal, right? They still feel the pain of death and then they're revived, right? So maybe it's something like that. I don't know. Right? What was the what was that movie?
It's going to help me. There's a lot of...
I'm trying to think where recently... No, it was like a bunch of superheroes that they live forever, but they actually die. They just come back to life, but it's painful each time. right? It was a Netflix one, I don't know, with Char, what's her name? Charlize Theron, whatever her name is. Oh, whatever it was. Eternals. Yeah, I don't think it was Eternals. I don't know, whatever it was. I don't know, that's important. Right, so maybe that, I don't know, I have more faith in God that the Tal of Tchid HaMetim can be more powerful than that. I don't know. Maybe it's painless. Maybe it even feels good. I don't know. It hasn't happened to me. Ray Price is bothered by this, and this is a very interesting direction. He's like, why should you be afraid? The whole point of the Torah is to get you to the point where you're willing to be Moser Nefesh. So, okay, if they would die, but the Sfat Emet has a very interesting interpretation from his Mori Vizikni, from his grandfather. And he says, look, and again, it's a Hasidish word, but I think it's just very nice. And he says, no, this is the reason. They were confident that they would die and become brought back to life. But obviously what? Being brought back to life, Tchid HaMetim, is a nace. And they didn't want to have to rely on a nace for the Aseret HaDibrot, because they said, Ki chasheshu shlod kamim HaDibrot bi'adam, kevin shi'al pi nace, v'nace hu rak l'sha'ah. Miracles are temporary. Miracles are temporary, and they didn't want to rely on miracles for the Torah, because that would make their relationship to Torah contingent. They wanted, right, they were like, if we can't handle it naturally, then teach it to us in a way that we can handle it naturally, so that it will be eternal. And then he makes this very interesting interpretation, and he says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, morasha kilat Yaakov. The Torah was taught us by Moshe, and therefore, right, and morasha as a heritage of the Jewish people. He reads it as, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, because the Torah was taught to us by Moshe, ayideizem morasha. Only that enabled it to be a heritage forever. Because when the Jews recognized that they couldn't survive naturally, they requested from God to give it to them through Moshe, which would be a way that they could handle it naturally, so that it would be eternal. But now, it's a very interesting interpretation for several reasons, right? First of all, it's fascinating in a moment which is so obviously miraculous, right? For the Rambam, this is the greatest of all miracles of revelation, that, right, the Sfat Emet sees at some level the opposite, right? Which is, no, revelation is revelation, but it's not miraculous, right? And you don't want it to be miraculous. You want the Torah to be integrated into natural life, right? And that impulse, I think, is fascinating, right? To think that, right, with all the miracles happening, in the end of the day, the Torah has to be rooted not in miracles, but in natural life, which for him, prophecy is included in the natural. What's unnatural is being forced to experience something you're not ready for and then be revived. But for Moshe, getting prophecy isn't a miracle, it's natural, which, to be fair, is sort of how the Rambam believes prophecy, right? That it's a natural. Right, so in that sense, the fact that despite all the miracles around it, the Sfat Emet thinks in order for the Torah to be eternal, it must dafka tap into normal, natural life. That, I think, is very powerful. The second thing, right, to recognize that, according to him, it's not that they're overwhelmed, it's that the Jews recognize in order for the Torah to last, you need to have enough humility to learn it in the way that you can handle and not try to overreach. For that is actually definitional to the beginning, right? And that, psychologically, I think he's right, that at some level, what you see when the Jews say, listen, we need you to teach it, it's not, right? What he adds is not just fear. It's that they actually recognize that the type of Torah you learn when you recognize your limitations and try to learn in line with your natural of capabilities and not try to surpass it is a different type of Torah, is a more lasting Torah. Right? I think that's also a very powerful idea. And this, right, this very, very small insight of the Sfat Emet, I think, actually does shed light on how he understands what the Jews were doing when they requested it, right? They're not just afraid, but they're actually calculating what is the best way for us to learn Torah within our limits, because in the end of the day, as miraculous as Torah is, it's only going to last if it's integrated into our lives, at least somewhat within our normal realm of capabilities. We can't just rely on God. We have to recognize who we are as people and take the Torah from that perspective. Okay. That's fine. I meant